decline of dying in an artistic color. But that was not the main reason as to why I was impressed with James Fletcher. The main reason was that James was a holy man. How great is the man that in my eyes, I don't know that. What is hell? As well, hell or grace cannot be defined. It can only be held. The Torah says it in connection with Yisrael, but Yisrael may say hell day not. Yisrael from hell, the eyes of the head of the earth. The Torah also says in connection with Noach, Noach was a chayim that Noach found grace in the eyes, so to speak, of the law. And the Ramban says, what do you mean chayim? Chayim, the Ramban says, means mass of noise in media. What the Ramban means can be expressed succinctly in the following statements. Grace consists in the fact that the person's external and internal behavior is beautiful and correct. It means that he is humble and unassuming. There are many speakers and lecturers who are very eloquent, but who try to impress the audience through their eloquence and rhetoric. Such speakers and lecturers are not internally beautiful, even though they appear externally polished and correct. When Jimmy spoke, I felt that he was full of hate, that he void of malice, jealousy, and even ambition. He was devoid even of constructive and productive ambition. He did not try to impress the audience, nor did he try to impress himself. Sometimes you hear an eloquent speaker, you see there's so much class in himself. James Bell, I didn't see that he enjoyed this lecture. The Flame Eider said about his father, Akira Eider, the Hilom Roach Taya Mikusho, he was many kids. His father, Akira Eider, was never paid by the fact that he had a problem that he couldn't resolve. And he never enjoyed the fact that he was able to think of a brilliant answer. My father, Rabbi Gamaliel, was never pained by problems that he could not resolve, nor was he thrilled by the Utsimor solutions that he thought of. He knew that there are certain halachas that could never be understood. My grandfather, Chaim Hizkera, expressed it in a similar way. He said, "Ein mekemni divinen aferes v'vakashe dam tapen analysieren v'kashe und einen verstehen v'kashe v'tos der best attempt." If one cannot think of a teretz on a certain kushya, then let him analyze the kushya, and then the kushya itself is the best teretz. The topic of my lecture tonight is the respective roles of Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David. There is quite a divergence between the destiny of Mashiach ben David and the destiny of Mashiach ben Yosef. The destiny of Mashiach ben David is discussed explicitly and vividly and eloquently in Torah Versailles and Torah Alpha. For she happened to be this destiny to redeem the Jewish people and all of mankind, to bring the Jewish people back to Israel, to build this Hamikdash, and to inspire the nations of the world to recognize the one God. On the other hand, Moshiach ben Issa is destined to pave the way for Guas Israel, Guas Eretz Israel, Guas Olam, and Guas Eretz. However, Moshiach ben Issa, while he paves the way for Gula, is unable to meet the fruits of his sacrifices and his contributions towards redemption. Moshiach ben Issa is a very, very tragic figure. He himself dies, and the Jewish people, all good people, live the fruits of his labor. The Talmud in Sefer Shabbos says, "I speak of Moshiach. Do not touch, do not criticize. My Moshiach, my Messiah, the Eternity shall be stubborn." The expression of the Eternity shall be stubborn is not a reference only to these children who study Torah. It is reference to all students of Torah. Young, middle-aged, and old alike. Torah scholar is not called in the Talmud Chacham, but Talmud Chacham. A philosopher means not one who is wise, but who loves wisdom, in the same idea. A Torah scholar is always a student. He never graduates, even if he has 10 degrees, he still is a permanent student. He always tries to learn new things, a new insight from everyone, from his teachers, from his peers, and even from himself. He's no chacham living godom. Who is wise man who learns from everybody? Everybody, even from himself. The Chacham of today is the Talmid of the Chacham of yesterday. I mentioned before that whereas Moshiach ben David is mentioned many times explicitly and vividly and elaborately in the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peret, Moshiach ben Yosef is hardly mentioned. To be exact, Moshiach ben Yosef is mentioned only once. At the end of Masechta Sukkot, the name Moshiach ben Yosef is mentioned explicitly at the end of Masechta Sukkot. At the end of Zechariah, the Pasuk says, On that day, there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem. Then the land shall mourn, every family apart, by itself, separate, the family of the house of David apart, of their wives apart, the family of the house of Moses apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, Abraham Amelie's was remained through long upon, and their wives upon. What is the purpose of this great mourning? To tell me the tones at the end of Sukkot says that the purpose of this great mourning was to eulogize the tragic death of Mashiach Elisha. That the only time that the Talmud mentions the expression Mashiach Elisha, and to eulogize is also the tragic death of the Yetzer Hara, of constructive and productive ambition. The death of Mashiach Elisha is to be celebrated with solemnity and trepidation, not to be about as it is unfortunately celebrated today. If we want the tragedy of the death of Mashiach ben Yitzchak to be followed by the praise of the Guler of Mashiach ben David, by the redemption of the Jewish people and all of mankind, then we are obligated to act with a sense of responsibility. Solemnity and trepidation, not through music and not through singing. But the question arises, what is the purpose of all the suffering of the various Mashiach nations throughout the generations? What is the purpose of the various Holocausts throughout the generations? What was the purpose of the Hubbardized mission and the Hubbardization? This is a very puzzling and perplexing question that puzzled and perplexed all the prophets and did Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Almighty God, Hareinu Esklei Nachon, show me thy glory, God responded, Yo'isa Zachirai, and thou shalt see my back, but my face shall not be seen. What is the meaning of this expression? The Al-Kuchimani says that the expression my back has reference to the historical events after Providence has traversed its full march through the avenues of time. Through the ages, the expression Ponali Ho has reference to the historical events as these events are being unfolded before our own eyes like today. We are now, we cannot understand the purpose of suffering, while the providence is being, the march of providence unfolded before our eyes. Because if we want to appreciate the picture, an ordinary picture that was made by human artist, not by a divine artist, we have to stand a little far away in order to appreciate the beauty of the lines of the picture. How much more so is it true that you cannot appreciate the divine beauty of the divine cosmic march through the avenues of time. We have to realize that there are certain historical events that are beyond the inquisitive grasp of the human limited mind. The Haftarah of Meisin HaKabbal on the first day of Shavuos discusses in a figurative manner the purpose of suffering in the world on three different levels. Number one, on a universal level, the purpose of suffering for mankind today, there's so much suffering. It is in the United States, a wonder. In Asia, in Africa, thousands of human beings have been killed constantly in Havana. Too numerous to count, as it was mentioned in New York Times. Number two, unnationalism. Easier. So many casualties. Seems the meaning of the so-called peace act. And thirdly, on the private individual level. The prophet Yechezkel says, Vayim Bishleishi, Bishon Rovis, Vachamisho Vachidesh, Vahim Se Chazilo Narkvo, Niftechu Shari HaShomayim, Ve'erem Masi Yalki, Vachamisho Vachidesh, Yashom Vachamishis, Nikon Shiyochim, Hoyoy Hoyot Vahadishem, El Yechezkel Ben Buzi Yakir, בארץ קזדי, מלאכו, ותיאלון, ותיאלי, שום, יד הנשם, ואירון, והנה רוח סיור בו מן הצופת, ואיש נשלה ככה, ואיגר ליסודים, ומתיחו בין החשמל, ומתיח בין החשמל, ומתיחו איש, ומתיחו מוספר בחייס, וזה מראה, וספודם להינו, ויעב הפונים ליחס, ויעב הכנפיים ליחס להם, ורגליהם רגל ישור, וחרף עליהם כחרף רגל עגל, וניציצים כנחיש לזכורו, וידי עודם מתחס כנפיהם, על ארבע שדיהם, ופניהם ולידיהם על ארבעתם, חיברס איש על החיסון כפיהם, ויסבו איש הליד הפונות ילכו, ומוס פניהם, מוס עודם, ופניהם אל הימים ליבטם, ופני שיר ליסמי ליבטם, ופני נשע ליבטם, ופניהם לחמפיהם פודם סלמיים, ואיש קיים כבורת איש, ושתיים מחסיס ניסרו, ואישו לפון אפילו יחור לשם, ישמור רוח או אחר, ילכו, ונסעבו לאחדות, ונוס החייס, מראים, כגחר, איש ביארס, כמר ילפידיס, כמר ילפידיס, כניס הלכס, אל החייס, בין החייס, בני גרש, בני שניצי בורק, והחייס רוצי בישו, כמר להפוזוק. ואיר החייס, ונעיפן יחוד בורץ, אצל החייס. לארבעה סגונות, מר לפנים ומסיים כמתר שישית, ומוסחות לארבעתות. ומלאנו נשאים אשר גיורית ונשאים חליפי על המאז גיבלם בלכתם ומחב בלכתם וגדלם יגיל עליהם וגילה וגדלים סמרים סיניים סודית לעבדם ולכת החיים יחלו ומחמת לו ובנושא החיים סמל רבץ ונוסו איתם על השגיעי שמור רוח ולחץ. ילכו שמור רוח ולחץ. ואיתם נוסו נוסו, שרוח החיו ואיתם, ולכתם ולכו, ובלונדם ינדו, ובנוסו מעורר ארצי נוסו איתם ונוסו, שרוח החיו ואיתם, ודמוס על ראשי החי. ונותיר לו תואר ראשי, כנתר חמוי לו, לא תואר ראשי נאמר לו, וממה מותיר אשר ראשון, כמרי אין חסדיה מוס כיסי, ומרי הכיסי מוס כמרי אודם, כמרי מוס אודם הולך נאמר לו, הנה, andere nicht kriegerische. Gnade, das wird die Grenze sein. Gnade, die Kriegerische, die mir vorgegeben ist, die mir vorgegeben an den Hilfe genannt, es kann nur der Mann gelehrt sein, sei mir wieder verwahrt, der den Herren zugedacht, denn dein Schott wie auf Gott. Den ist gefangen, den Schutz der Hint hier auf die Exaus und Jochen. Geboren mit der Welt, kennt ihr Chesti, der Son of Musi, der Priest in der Land of Kaisi, weil der Fieder gebar, kennt ihr die Hände der Welt, nur es auf Hand, ein Mut, in die Heulung, ich tue mich und ich kenne von den Ort in great fire and the cloud of blood and the cloud flowing up and the vipers around it and out of the midst of it like the appearance of electricity out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst of it, the appearance of four creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every man had four faces, and every face was holy, and their feet was straight. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of the calf's foot, and the carcass was like the color of burning fat. On the hands of man under the knees, under the foresight, and the square of their faces, and the wings were turned to one another. They turned not when they went straight forward, and for the likeness of the faces, they had the face of the likeness of a human being, and the face of a lion, and the face of an axe, and the face of a eagle. As for the likeness of the living creatures, it was like the fire of burning coal. Burning like torches, it flashed up, up and down. Among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned, like the appearance of living creatures. And over the heads of the living creatures, there was the likeness of an firmament, like you lay out an awful frozen layer of ice, stretched out over the heads of all. Over the firmament, there was the likeness of a sapphire stone. On top of it, there was like the likeness of a throne, and the top of the throne, there was the likeness of a human being, and I saw something like the appearance of fire along the bottom. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. What is the meaning of this mysterious and this apparent prophetic vision? And God has shown the trying to explain the real meaning of this prophetic vision. And many try attempting to explain the symbolic significance of this prophetic vision. True prophetic vision pointed out the purpose of God's death, the righteous people, vis-a-vis the prosperity and well-being of human beings. This phenomenon baffled all the prophets and even Moshe Rabbeinu when he said to Almighty God, Aleinus Bedecho, Almighty God responded, Ani Ani Eskol Tuli Al Bedecho, Vechameisi Sasharoim, Vechamti Sasharoim. ואינך לא יסוכה ולסס בונן, כבירם יורד ובחוי, ואינך בוקד איתי ירצו, ואוי לו בעבי הכבי, שיחו מביך סצו, שמתי חבי עליך אדון, וניסו סחרי עלי, אומר לי לא, אוי שזה, שום לדעו, וניסה, Almighty God said, I will make all my goodness pass before and I will be gracious to whom I will praise, and I will be compassionate to whom I will be compassionate. And he said, I cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live, and the Lord said, glory, they will praise by me, and thou shalt bury me in the land, while my glory passes by, and I will put thee in the corner of the rock, and I will cover thee in my hand, while I was blind, and I shall see my back, but my face cannot be seen. What is the meaning of this expression? I mentioned before that Yalko Chimini says that the purpose of suffering by righteous people vis-a-vis the prosperity and well-being of vegan can be understood only after Providence has completed its march to the avenues of time. However, it cannot be comprehended. While historical events are being unfolded before our eyes, now we can attempt to explain the symbolism of the four creatures. Man, lion, ox, eagle. Modern psychologists say there are four types of human beings. One type is the homo religiosus type. The person a religious type. Always thinks in terms of religious concepts, not in terms of politics, of economics, of science and art. Then there is another type, a homo politicus, like the diplomats, that are primarily interested in politics. And then a homo economicus, those are interested in economy. And then homo scientificus. I think that man symbolizes the homo religiosus type. The lion symbolizes the homo politicus, because the Talmud says that the lion is the Melech HaChayetz. He is the king of all animals. The ox, who plows the earth, in ancient times, agriculture was the basis of economy, not industry. So he symbolizes the homo economicus. The eagle, who flies high and discovers new vistas and areas. So symbolizes the homeless ideas. The divine chariot that is being carried by the four living creatures through the generations is symbolic of the four types of people who lead the world. Every constructive leader in the world throughout the generations must possess his or four places. He must possess a living place of each type. The homo politicos, like President Roosevelt, Clinton, etc., must possess a living place of the homo religiosus, of the homo economicus, and of the homo scientificus. If a political leader is only a homo politicus, and does not possess even a little bit of the other homos, like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini, or Khrushchev, he is not a leader, but rather an enemy of mankind. The purpose of suffering by righteous people cannot be comprehended now. However, the Mashiach believes he's not that way. He paved the way for the ultimate redemption of the future. And the ultimate redemption of all of them. Jesus is the leader of the true type of the Mashiach believes. Jesus is not that way. When we can understand the purpose of the early death, at the age of 36, he was a real Christian. He was primarily a homo religious, but he possessed the spiritual power of the homo scientific. We have to consider Jesus as the role model to inspire our youngsters to be externally and internally driven and correct. He is entitled every year to a great man. There is another view at the end of the Sakasuta. The great morning will consist of a unity over the death of the Israelites. And productive ambition. Jimmy, according to my impression, I heard his lecture and I spoke to him officially, but I developed a certain impression of Jimmy. According to my impression, he was devoid of ambition, even in a constructive and productive ambition. He was only interested in spiritual, scientific, and artistic pursuits. He neglected his own art and his own well-being. The verse in the Haskell that involved the heads of the four living creatures. It was a layer of an awful, brazen ice, devoid of warmth, attachment, and sensitivity. Superficially, it appears as if husky shower. The star goes very disharmonious by mechanical laws. Without compassion, without kindness, without sensitivity, how eternally we can face the superficial glimpse of the tragedy of life. However, if we take a deeper view of the tragedies and overstate the various Mashiach cases, we can see that above the frozen layer of ice, there is the Usama, the Maharashtra, there is the Kale, the Raham, the Hamra, the Hatai, the Raham, who runs the world, we can say to Jesus, this is not the end of my moral action, but this is the end of the human action. believe the kids, the babies of a lapel, the kids say. Now, but that's in regard to the purpose of suffering that individual lapel. But how about the purpose of suffering on the national level? What is the power? Now in the state of Israel, we are deliberating to a certain extent by Holocaust. We, the Palestinian terrorists, the various terrorists, the Iran terrorists, Hamas terrorists, Iranian terrorists, trying to take over as of and destroy the Jewish people, not only in Israel, but all over the world. Then we get a new government, a certain government, that is trying to hand over to Ruben Chamberlain in the Lone Heights, to our parts, the president. I'm not going to discuss Jericho on that, which was all that we did from Mashiach to bring it back for the Jewish people, but I'm talking about the rest of the state of India, of Alice Israel, the Lone Heights, and religion. So, the people of men is happy to have more and more Mashiach to this. But the people as Paris and the U.S. Until now, as his father was an heiress of us home who worked for the Jewish people, now as a result of this peace there, he will be an heiress of us home who worked for the Palestinians and for the Jewish people. Now, we have to say, not as well. Can't allow the Arabian government to hand over all that oil to terrorists. And in conclusion, I would like to mention the historian of this coming Shabbos of Parshat Vayetzkor, of the Meir's High Mansion, the mention of the High Mansion.
One was the king mother, and
Well, at least not it was always anointed with Shemla Mishpat. And the Kingdom was also anointed with Shemla Mishpat. So Shali didn't understand the education. After all, this is in Guye for the Baishin. And the Shemla Mishpat was in Noah Talmud, says in Yume, was one of the five things that Yeshua Melech was getting. So the Bai Sheni, there was no Shemla Mishra. How could there be for that being of Shemla Mishra that came out of the beginning, were not in the Bai Sheni? And King Godu was Nishach, not to to Shemla Mishra, but to Nibodi, because the King Hedi does his Abedin with a Midrash with all body, and the King Godu does his Abedin with a Midrash with anybody. So how can the vision speak of Shemla Mishra? And the Malach gave him a curse. Mordechai of the Mordechiah, King the Ruchi of Hashem's walkings. Neither by might, neither by force, and neither by might, but by spirit, said the Lord of hosts. What's the meaning of it? It's a Rambam. In the soil there are two dushes. One dushe was the dushe, the sanctity that Yeshua B'nun realized in Eretz Yisrael when to Kibush, he was Kibush Arzman of the Canaanites and Hittites. That was the dushe of Kibush. Force, might, but not stamp might. It was might that was sanctioned by the highest council of light. Then it was Alpinobi, 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 Alpinobi appreciate that it was realized by might. Might sanctioned by might, but right. In a time of recession, you can speak of might because you are not tongueless. We have known the tongueless except for a short period of 150 years of the Hashinoi. So how was our soil, the Kedushin, our soil realized? Not through might, not through Kedush, but through Chazok, by settling upon the land, cultivating the land, preserving the land, defending the earth. So it was discovered. And this was not only done by Yeshua, the moon, the end, by Chavez Chai and Malachai and Sopover and Yeshua ben Tzodo in regard to Eretz Yisrael, but it was done also in regard to Am Yisrael. It's much easier to sanctify a land than it is to sanctify a nation. So Yeshua sanctified Eretz Yisrael highest kind type of kibush, he also sanctifies the kibush kibush. Then the Chavez Chai and Malachai and Sopover and Yeshua ben Tzodo, he sanctified our soil person, but he also sanctified and the Jewish people who has offered. How did he sanctify the unshakeness I gave up? When Haman was Shlishat Moed, at Shlishat Moed, we were only our table that our table was to the Sassoon. three pillars upon the Jewish world's fence. Torah, wisdom, a belief of God worship, religion, and mistrust, generosity, service to your own province. So then, the first Moshe was on the Kiddush, the first Jewish of Israel, the first Jewish of Am Yisrael Kiddush, Kiddush cannot last forever. The moment you have Netzah Russia came and the two Jews into the Babylonian exile, so the Kiddush of Jewish kingdom ended. Was taken over by the Kiddush of Pune, of Blotchen. Even though the first Kiddush was the first Kiddush of the Kiddush of Kiddush, then the Kiddush by Mohammed Rasha was the Kiddush of Pune, of Blotchen, of violence, of robbery, but still Kiddush is for his second Moshe, that was on the Kasake, to work, education, and labor, it can never turn. So this is what the Malach said to Shkai, Loibu Chau the Loibu Kea, Kimberu Chiyom HaShem's Mokis. This is my message to all the Jews, and to all the powers. We should raise our make a great moment. All the mishpachas, all the parties apart. We could the parts. Not double parts. And this is for the power, not together. For the power. There should be a coalition government. And the miracle the material power. Then there should be an end to the certain government of Rabbi, and there should be a coalition government, and then we can hope that there will be an end to the numerous Mashiach and Jesus, and there will be who paved the way for the Anikira of Mashiach.